Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yes. We're starting this.
You shame me. Well, you're going to fucking wait because I'm getting a White Claw and you shamed me. Why don't you just, you know what? Ad lib. We'll see how it is for that.
You're so loud. I did not shame you. I literally only said if you want a White Claw, you may get a glass and pour it in like a civilized person. In Europe, they won't let you drink beer out of a can because they think it's gross. Anyway, y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays. This is Quarantine Now, or not what quarantine. We don't want to send that message. But this is Quarantine Now, and we've decided we're going to do what now first, because this happened before a lot of the Quarantine Now or quarantine. So we're going to wait on that a little bit.
I'm back.
So we're going to start. Yeah, I miss
I'm
you.
I'm here.
Oh, that's so sweet. I was being facetious.
I'm getting a lemon White Claw. I've never had it.
You know, if they're not going to sponsor us, we're not going to talk about what kind we're going to use.
Oh, it's just like.
You can totally do this with ice. Why did I not think that?
I don't know. Well, again, Oinky was the valedictorian, not you.
Oh, lemon's not great.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love.
Okay. It's just maybe we don't put White Claw on this. We don't CC them
it's
on
like
this.
Like
a seltzer? Who gives a shit? Can we just talk about the show?
You would like it. It would be good with vodka. I bet that's good with vodka.
Oh, I prefer this because
with
it's less
with
it's
vodka,
less stuff.
I bet it's very good.
Yeah, that's what I would drink.
I could put some vodka in it right now.
But
you know what? I'm not drinking hard liquor because I have to do a show. What about you?
Me too. Here's my water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you going to get that couch table so we can set our drinks here?
Oh, when pigs fly.
All right, everybody. Let's jump into
this. This is what quarantine.
This is what quarantine.
Or quarantine now?
Quarantine now?
We're going to start with what now, y'all. And
oh,
we get into... We're 90 Day Gays, by the way, if you don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you don't just randomly choose, because we're not good. We're not a good show to just try a little bit of us. If you
well,
like
we
it.
Do have some new people that have jumped on the new hit Fox show... Labor of Love.
It's
not a hit. Yeah, I don't think it is.
No, maybe summer is. Show is a hit.
No, that's not true. Every once in a while, summer shows are... American Idol was a summer show
that's
that was
true,
a hit.
It was.
On Fox. My Aunt Karen was obsessed with it because we were at Belvoir teaching, and she would. I talked to her, and she's like, "When you, how's camp going? Good?" And she's like, "When you come back, you have got. You weren't at Belvoir that year.
No.
She's like, "There's this girl, Kelly Clarkson. You're gonna love her."
And you know what? Aunt Karen was right.
And you watched Kelly Clarkson sing while you were in a bar and sobbed.
Not in Burleson, Texas, but I think I was in not Burleson, but it was like in a place, it was in like somewhere in the triangle, Golden Triangle.
And weren't you still dating a woman then while you were sobbing to Kelly Clarkson?
Maybe.
Wow.
Y'all. We got Robert and Annie. And Robert's convinced that all pregnancy tests are defective.
Pregnancy tests are defective. I don't trust it.
Not only do I not like pregnancy tests, I don't like condoms.
You know,
like someone else we know.
Like every single guy we've dated.
Right. I was mostly talking about a certain cast member on this season.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't know if I can do her voice today. It's just...
I don't know if you saw on Facebook...
Yesterday wrecked me.
It was discovered that she had been in a relationship with a guy named Bubba in 2017. His name is Bubba. I pressed it. Okay. I know we're recording.
Well, sometimes technology fails, okay? People died going to the moon, and they had it planned.
I don't think people died going to the moon.
Or coming back on it. Haven't you seen Apollo 17 or whatever it's called?
13.
Same thing.
You know, I never saw that movie.
It's really good.
I know this is going to be controversial. I like Tom Hanks, but
You need to stop there.
I rarely want to see a Tom Hanks movie. I like him, but there's something about... I feel like it's a buy-in. If I'm going to see a Tom Hanks movie. I know. Y'all are going to come for me.
Y'all should come
y'all,
for him.
I hated Castaway. I hated
that
Castaway.
Was one movie.
I hated Forrest Gump. Actually, that's not true. I liked Forrest Gump when I saw it. When I saw it about a year or two ago, I hated it. It was really interesting.
Did you like Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah. I like him. I'm just saying usually his movies don't completely interest me.
Except for every single Toy Story movie, you saw that like a complete
you know,
broken 11-year-old.
I need to rethink this opinion.
Because you love Toy Story movies.
Y'all, so many people are going to come for me, and I'm going to have to backpedal so much that I'm going to be walking
They're
out
gonna
of
be
every
like,
room going,
big?
Beep.
You don't like
beep,
Big?
Beep. Oh, I
you
love
don't,
Big.
You don't like Splash?
I love Splash. But that was a different Tom Hanks.
I do agree, and I've said this before, I miss funny Tom Hanks.
I miss funny, goofy.
Funny like young Sleepless in Seattle. Do you remember how hot he was in Sleepless in Seattle?
I miss funny, goofy Tom Hanks.
And you do love Bosom Buddies.
Who had not won an Oscar for Philadelphia.
I do, yes. He is kind of like, ever since Philadelphia, he's like
everything's important.
He's like Grandpa Hanks.
Yeah. But, you know, I love him when he goes on shows. And like, and when he called, he'll go on Conan O'Brien and call him Conesy.
No, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. You can tell.
But when he's doing movies, there's something about it. I feel like he's saving the world with every movie.
Speaking of,
You know who is saving the world? Our frontline workers,
don't pull over. Which, by the way, that's the name of our new Gatreon tier.
Of our $8 tier.
Our $8 Gatreon tier. If you want
to, don't pull over.
Don't pull over. That's going to include our Buy Curious episodes.
And our 15% merch discount.
You can look at the show notes to find more about that. But
we don't want to do too many announcements because some bitch on the reviews will come for us.
I will. Hurt my feelings. Anyway, but y'all, be sure to check that out. We'll still have that. This started on June 1st, midnight Eastern time. Those new tiers are going to go into effect, and this will include for the $15 people, you will actually get more. You will get a YouTube Live, and you will get
the raffle for the Sissy Spotlight.
You can leave a Google voicemail and potentially be on the recording, be on the show.
Robert and Annie. He thinks the pregnancy test is defective.
Yes.
But as she said, Annie said, we start with condom and then he'd take it off. And she's like, playing with fire. No, when you're fucking Robert.
When you're Robert.
You are playing with fire because that super sperm.
I mean.
And people have said it feels like fire burning after they have sex with him.
Funny.
Because he gives them chlamydia.
Funny, yeah. Funny. Oh, I mean, if anyone should wear.
He should wear like three rubbers.
He should get his tubes fixed, but he won't.
He'll never do it because it would challenge his
concept of a man. Yeah, whatever.
I can just see Robert saying, we don't need these condoms anymore.
Yeah, we don't need these condoms anymore.
She's like, you already said you can't have children.
He did say that.
Anyway, so it turns out they're at the gyno.
Yes, and I'm looking right now. I'm trying to find it. Yes, yes. Y'all,
here we go.
Come at me if you watched Encore on Disney Plus, because this doctor was in the Encore version where they did Annie Get Your Gun.
Wow. Was she Annie?
No. She wanted to be Annie in high school. She was the best friend.
Oh, what's her name?
And normally in Encore, they just all take the same roles. And
yeah.
They were about to sign roles. She said, excuse me. She's like, I can't forgive myself if I don't. This is a role I always missed out on.
Oh, my God.
And they had an audition off for fucking Annie.
Now that I would watch.
And it took her, and she didn't get Annie again. They gave it to the girl that had it before because that girl was better. And this girl was so upset by it. And the guy that played the love interest of Annie.
Frank.
Was her high school boyfriend, and they had a bad breakup, and she's still not over it. She is crying about it, even though she's married to a boring husband in a beautiful house, because she's a gynecologist and has like three kids.
Yeah.
And I can't remember her name, but it was a riveting episode, y'all.
That is, you know, I poo-pooed.
You watched the wrong episodes of Encore.
I poo-pooed that show because I watched a couple of episodes, and it made me sad because I felt like people were just trying to recreate high school for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the idea. I get the allure of the show.
Annie Get Your Gun, that episode.
It's not a high school show.
And Pippin are great.
Yeah, that I need to watch.
The Pippin one would make you sob.
I need to watch that.
Because it's all about the love of their musical theater teacher
that
comes back.
Oh.
You would sob.
That one, I probably would.
Anyway, y'all, so I'm
glad
to
on a complete detour.
I'm glad to see that she's thriving. Don't remember her name.
I don't know if you really described a thriving person as someone who needed to re-audition with a boring husband.
Mean, y'all, she was broken. Come at me. Come at it was her my Aunt Peggy go-kart story of what could have been.
I need to like send out prayers for that woman because that woman sounds sad.
Y'all, come at us if you are still, if you're still hurt about the role you didn't get for musical theater from high school, come at us. Let us know.
Oh, yeah. I got everything I auditioned for.
Wow. Wow. I guess it's nice, everybody.
You know what? That's not true. I auditioned in Denton. I auditioned for Toby and Sweeney Todd. And this one guy in Denton Community Theater, and he had already basically promised it to someone, and he tried to get me to understudy, and then the guy backed out at the last minute, the guy they had, and he's like, "Could you do it?" And I'm like, "I refuse. I'm no one's second choice."
You know what? That happened to me when I was at OCU. They cast me. Remember, I told you this.
Yeah,
as Allie Hackam, because that makes sense.
What?
This is Oklahoma.
You were cast as Allie Hackam?
Is when I was starting my master's. Because the guy said, he asked if I could dance. I was like, I really can't because.
But you're not Will or Curly. Like, you're that's the problem. You're not either of those characters.
I know.
You're so, Aunt Eller. That's who you are.
I am Aunt Eller, y'all. And so anyway, Allie usually is a character actor. And so they asked me to do it, and I said,
"It's just not you, racially."
And they said, "Well, would you want to be an understudy for it?" And I went to the financial aid office and dropped out and said, "No, I'm not going to school." And then I saw somebody later, like 3 months later. They're like, "Oh man, we needed you too. He got so sick and was coughing up blood the night before the show." And I went,
"You could have gone on."
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. I mean, I'm all for understudying and everything like that, but I wasn't going to be. I knew he had already went. Did some dirty dealings. But most of the time
Was he gay?
Who? The director?
The guy? Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you try to fuck him?
No. If I would have known, I probably could have.
Boy, we're really not focusing. Okay, y'all.
You just went off. No, you're talking about encore.
No, I'm talking about both of us.
Okay.
People are going to love it because they love it when we talk about musical theater.
Yeah, but there's a lot to talk about in this show.
Really?
And this show, we're trying to keep it an hour to make ourselves palatable for an hour audience.
That's really racist that they put me as Ally Hackett.
I agree.
They probably would have made me put on bronzer.
They probably would have made you sound a terrible Middle Eastern accent, yeah. Too. Thanks, Oklahoma City University.
My dad would not be happy to see me in that role, or at least back then. He's better now. Anyway, y'all.
So, anyway... Robert, she wants a baby. Robert's like, you can see Robert's face when it says she's pregnant. She's like, oh, fuck.
He literally does look like he's going to throw up.
Because that'll be his sixth kid, y'all.
Wow. I mean.
And her face does light up when she hears the baby's heartbeat. And then it's kind
when she hears the baby's heartbeat. That made me get a little misty because her face was so excited.
Because this is where you scream, I want a baby. Actually, y'all, he used to scream, I want a baby, all the time. She doesn't do it as much as she used
to. Because, you know, we're
she has a lot of friends with babies now. I was going to say, so she knows
we're out
what
here
it's
in LA
like.
Where all my friends have babies, and y'all, they're fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, so.
She doesn't scream, I want a baby, as much anymore.
Usually, I just do that when I'm having sex.
Put a baby on me. Give me those children.
So here's the deal with Annie. What I love about her, wherever Annie was in life, whatever her life is, something told her that she cannot express happiness or joy.
No.
So when we
she's waiting for the other shoe to drop.
So when we saw that glimpse of her, hear the baby's heartbeat and get so happy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something like.
Who knew we'd like them?
It made her present. It made her present for like the first time.
Yes, anyway.
Because it kind of made real the whole American dream for her.
Yeah.
Because she said, I was a mother once with Bryson, now I'm a mother again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Bryson is having a birthday party.
Yes.
And they're deciding they're going to tell him at the end of the birthday party.
Worse. It's like telling Poodle something after he has cake. He will not focus.
I'm not going to focus, and you're going to have to restrain me.
Because he's just going to want to eat more cake. The cake's going to have to be removed from the room.
And I'll just want to go play with my friends, otherwise known as other guys I want to have sex with.
Exactly.
So if you tell me that mommy is going to have a baby, I'm like, I don't care. I want to go play with my friends.
That's exactly what you would do.
Yeah.
And just look for where you hit the cake.
I don't want to raise no baby. It's exactly what
I would say.
Did
your mother used to hide cake from you?
We went through a period where she didn't make cakes anymore. And when she did make them, she would either buy a small cake because she said none of us really needed a lot of cake.
I am so sorry for you. That is so sad.
Y'all,
there was
a lot of cake scarcity in my house growing up, which is why I want it. Like grim death right now.
It makes me so sad for you.
You know what? I've gotten better about it. They thought they were trying to do better. Anyway, so y'all, Bryson just like, I don't care. And runs away.
And Annie's fine with it. She's like, it's fine.
When he sees my belly getting bigger, then we'll explain it.
Exactly.
He'll be a good brother.
And then I don't know if this happened. Maybe this was because of our TiVo, TiVo Plus, but it kind of went scratchy. And then all of a sudden, in walks in. It's pooing, Granny.
No,
I'm coming to my grandson's birthday party because I poo, Granny. I'm a little late because I was getting fucked in the ass and in my ear. I was making a video because I'm pooing, Granny. Where's that kid? I want to kiss him. I just had my mouth on some dicks, but I just sanitized it.
We're going to move on because I, for one, was not looking for back to her being here.
Where's my checkbook?
I like it how you're having to put your dentures back in, porn granny.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You know how people don't like mouth sounds?
Sorry, I was giving that ticket guy a blowjob because I wanted a free plush toy from a grandstand. What would you say in city?
Rebecca's in the ad. Oh God, that was real. I mentioned it during.
I'd already thought about it.
I know.
Come at me if you miss porn, Granny. Come at us.
I'm gonna stay silent. Rebecca Zied.
Who knew I would miss Rebecca chewing on the side of her mouth so much?
This is controversial. What do you keep looking at?
I was looking at the time and reminding, after we talk about Rebecca and Zied, let's take a
commercial.
Oh, wait, no, we do it in between what now and self-quarantine.
Yeah, that's where we do it.
I'm just going to relax.
Because I'm completely unable of knowing when to take a commercial, correct? Yeah.
Actually, see, this is a little armchair psychology for y'all. This is what Poodle's mother did, is that wasn't even about Jake, and he just made it about something wrong with him. Wasn't at all.
You're shady. It's always a little bit of shade.
Which, you have a mother Poodle story to tell later.
Oh, I can tell it now.
Whenever you want.
I'll tell it a little bit. This is a mother Poodle story. We were talking about... my mom was talking about playing games with the grandkids, and she's getting to see them a little bit, but she's standing farther away from them, and they're quarantining pretty well. But she was playing games, and my mother, this is shocking, you guys, not like me at all. My mother was a very competitive person growing up.
She beats the grandkids, I'm sure.
Yeah, and she calls it a lesson for them.
Wow.
She's like, I'm not going to take it easy on them. They need to learn how to play games, and because there are winners and losers in games. And you need to be okay, because you learn a lot when you're losing. When you're a loser, you learn. You learn how to be a good loser. And there's a lot you learn about being a good winner. I said, like, you never showed growing up. She's like, how dare you? Anyway, my mom, actually my father loves to tell this story, because it just shows how much of a crazy competitive person my mother is. My mother used to play high school basketball, and she was very good, supposedly. I never saw her, but she's still friends with a lot of the people she played basketball with.
That's sweet.
My mother was very athletic. She could run. She could kind of... anyway, she was one of the better people on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And as she tells it, I'm going to tell this as Mother Poodle.
Okay.
So, we're like... We're playing these Walhalla girls. And you know what happens to those girls in Walhalla. They're all, like, German. They're all tall. They look like men in basketball shorts.
Jesus.
You know, they're all, like, six and a half feet tall. And they're all fouling the crap out of us all. I mean, they're just hitting me with elbows. I'm going down every time. This one girl, her armpits were hairy. I swear to God. And I'm sitting there, and she keeps fouling me right underneath the thing. And the last time, she knocks me down. And she's standing right there, and I see her ankle, and I reach out and bite it. And she freaks out. They throw me out of the game. But I think she knew. She put her leg right there in front of me. That was to challenge me. So my mother got thrown out of a basketball game in high school for biting a girl on the ankle. All of her friends still remember it, when Vicky bit that girl.
Where is that girl now?
I don't know. She's some Walhalla bitch.
And now, is your dad, did they date in high school?
No.
Okay.
They knew each other. I think she started.
Oh, yeah. Your mom smoked in her 20s. Pot, you think, and got freaky geeky in her 20s. Yeah.
They met in her 20s. They didn't get married until my mom was like 25. And he was 32. And my grandmother said, you don't need to be marrying no 30-year-old man.
It was your mom the fun girl, like the woohoo girl of the group?
I think my mom was the woohoo girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come at us, y'all. When did you find out your mom was the woohoo girl? You know what? Don't. Someone's going to tell us a real sad story of, well, I wanted to go to my junior prom, but my mom got drunk and fucked my date. That's when I realized she was the woohoo girl.
That's not a woohoo girl.
That's not a woohoo girl. That's a good Mother Poodle story.
I know. Let's get back to Rebecca and Zied.
I miss them.
I think, and this is not controversial at all, Rebecca is the most, like, grounded in reality of any 90-dayer that we have. Maybe Juliana and Michael, to a degree. They're kind of there.
I'm pausing because I'm thinking. I think you're right, but I'm trying to think. Is
yeah,
there anybody
everyone else
that
is
we've
kind
met.
Of in La La Land. That, yeah, that we've met.
We've met, yeah. We've missed, missed many past seasons, which we're redoing.
Even though Rebecca did send highly filtered pictures of herself to Zied.
But in a way, it shows...
Hi, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, Mimi.
It kind of shows how realistic she was because she was just worried about looking old, even though she's beautiful.
Yeah. I agree.
I think you're right. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So,
I can't think of anybody else.
So Zied is there saying, and you always see Zied saying, so much perfect.
So much perfect. So she's the manager of a restaurant now, which is good because she was
like a hot chicken place or
y'all,
something.
She was a shitty private detective. I mean, with all this shit with Zied and she wasn't looking him up, Poodle and I at the time were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you could find out his whole like net worth.
Yes, you can find all that shit out.
So Zied, you guys, is going to school for HVAC repair, which is a huge, huge business in the U.S.
It is.
So he's smart to do it.
He is smart to do it.
Rebecca has a great idea that Tiffany and Micah, that's her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, I think son-in-law, fiancé?
They're not married yet.
My mother would say, well, I guess everyone can live in sin these days. What do I know? She did say that about some. She's like, you know what? Who am I? I guess everyone does it now. You know, what? How am I going to even judge anybody? She said that about my the woman who cleans her house's daughter. She's like, I don't know. I guess everyone's doing it now. Things used to be different. Sigh. If my mother wasn't in fear of judgment from her mother and from a community, I don't know what she would have done. I think my mother would have been, I think she would have been a businesswoman. I think she would have moved somewhere else.
It is.
Yeah, I really believe
when
that.
When you think about, you know, because I don't know if I've told you this, but my grandmother told my mom, even though my mother like got like a, I don't know, it was like at the time you could get a 30 on the ACT and she got like a 29.
Yeah. Oh, my mother's very intelligent.
But my mother's mom, her grandmother told her, she said, well, we can afford for either you or your little brother to go to college and we really need to send the boy. So I think there is a lot of women of our parents' generation that could have been.
And y'all, if you're worried about your mother or someone else judging you and you're afraid to make some kind of big move or you want to do something that's yourself, forget that, because judgment means absolutely nothing.
It's a made-up construct we put in our heads.
Right. Go make that big move.
Go make
Maybe
that big move.
Maybe not now in the coronavirus
Maybe
times.
Maybe not now.
But, you know, start thinking about it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Have big dreams.
Have big
dreams. Dream big.
Dream. Dream, dream, dream.
Okay, that wasn't even
dream.
Close to the right melody.
Yeah, it is.
Dream, dream.
Dream, 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 dream. I'm singing the harmony.
Yeah, you were.
Because I thought you were going to sing with me and take a cue.
Yeah, don't fault me there. So y'all, she meets her friend Melanie for coffee.
We love Melanie. She is a private detective. She's good at her job.
And
her divorce got final, by the way, y'all.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Divorce got final, and she tells Melanie the visa was approved after 3.5 months.
Which is great for, especially any
that's crazy.
Any country like Tunisia, it's surprising because there used to be so many like presumed terrorists from Tunisia. And parts of the Middle East.
There are so many other people that on this show that can't get a fucking
visa. I know.
Visa.
John. that's because he beats the shit out of people, though, y'all. So
I like them. I like them. I love them.
But I know, but there's so many fucking red flags.
There is.
Oh, my God.
There is.
Anyway. So
yeah, Ronald's going to be a bit, too.
Yeah, when you got a criminal record, the length of his dick... Y'all, that's a problem.
Which is big.
Y'all, Ronald's got a big old uncut dick. It's thick and it's scary to look at when it's hard.
Wow. Okay, that was descriptive. Anyway, she can't wait that it's going to be there. So she is going to look at apartments with her daughter, Tiffany.
Houses. They do houses in Georgia.
That's true. We love Tiffany. We like her.
She keeps it real.
She does keep it real.
She's got that sensible top knot and clear glasses.
And they, you know, and I love it because Tiffany does her mom's hair, I believe.
Yeah, I think she
does. And Rebecca does her makeup. And you can tell it's kind of like the same makeup style. I like it.
Yep. They're definitely.
Y'all, they are best friends.
They're best friends and they're probably really too close.
But I think Rebecca had her very young.
Had to have.
Because Rebecca's not, what is Rebecca, 42?
No,
44?
She's older than that. She's mid-40s at least.
Rebecca looks good.
No, she's like 48, probably.
No, she looks great.
No, because remember, Zied and her have a 22-year age difference.
Yeah, and he's...
So Zied is probably like 24, 25. So she's 40, probably 47, 48.
I bet they fuck well.
Someone come at us. Someone will tell us.
Somebody will know.
I don't want to think about their sex life, personally. Now, with Zied, his, like, hairy ass just, like, ramming her. That's what I see.
Wow. Anyway, Zied, they talk on the phone.
Because y'all know it's a hairy ass. It looks like a pelt.
But weren't you the one that was attracted to him?
I am attracted to him. You know, I've fucked guys with furry asses before.
You know who's into him?
Oh, Aaron Martin.
Oh, Aaron Martin. Oh, I was going to say Kim from Cray Cray.
That's so Aaron is really into him, too.
I thought Kim from Cray Cray was into him, too. Aaron Martin really is into him.
There's something about Zied that
y'all, if
women...
Y'all, you listen to Pink Shade, listen to that.
That women who are like over... I would say women who are like over and out of their 20s. 30s-ish women are so... Because Zied is responsible. Zied listens. Zied is like... He compliments.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a good guy.
He's not the hottest guy, but his spirit
is
pure.
But you know what? Guys that aren't super hot, that are just cute.
They fuck like nobody's business.
They fuck like no one's business.
I can vouch for that. That's not me.
Hot,
but I've been with
hot,
them.
Super hot guys that are gorgeous. Terrible in bed.
Terrible.
Really hot girls, y'all.
The sexiest guys I've
like
ever had sex with.
Francesca from...
She's terrible in bed.
Too Hot to Handle. Terrible in bed.
Yeah. The sexiest guys I've been with, the hottest guys, terrible in bed.
Terrible.
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 Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway,
the moral of that story is...
moral of that is, fuck ugly people. You're going to come quicker.
Mm-hmm. They really want it.
They really want it.
So anyway, they're going to see some of these houses. This first house, you guys, there's a lot of red flags about
this
house.
There's a lot of red flags.
There's quotes on the walls, number one.
Yes.
There are like hearts everywhere. There are lovebirds. This house needs to be built, bulldozed, and they need to start over. Just the wall hangings alone. There are mirrors. There are weird. Oh, it's so awful. It's like wall-to-wall carpeting.
Somebody came in and said, he just literally was like, Charlie, this will look cute. What if I put a quote on there that says, love is where it begins and love is where it ends?
What's that line from Shakespeare in Love that's my favorite?
Come say, dee say love. Isn't that
you had me at hello?
I think that's what he said.
It. Yeah,
Charlie. I think that's
He's
what he's
talking
said.
To Judy Dench as the queen.
Yes, yes. You had me at. Does Shakespeare hell space? Does he say hello the same? Do I want to write it?
It's more like you had me at good morrow, cousin.
Oh wow, Charlie, yeah. You're a poet.
You know, I was the best in my 11th grade class.
I was
the best Juliet.
I was too, until that pig moved to town.
Anyway,
it's y'all.
It's a terrible house, y'all. They need to burn it down.
It's a weird looking house.
And they even say that at the end. This house is not what we need.
Hometown, they'd fucking take that place up and fix it. Anyway, they're worried a little bit about Michael and Zied meeting because Michael's old fashioned.
You keep saying Michael. It's Micah.
I love the moonlight.
Anyway.
I fuck the old-fashioned way. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kinky, too.
I don't believe that. There's not much about gay sex as old-fashioned. You know what, though? Gay sex has been happening since two men, cavemen, could look at each other and say, let's go do your mother's hair.
Yes, exactly.
Oonga boonga boonga.
Uh-huh. Oga, oga boga, oga boga.
Oga boga boga.
Hi. Yes. That was the two gay cavemen first meeting, y'all.
And then suddenly we're here. Anyway.
And they talk about how ugly a woman's cave is.
Probably. Probably.
Anyway, then there's David and Annie, y'all. I feel like they're wasted on What Now? Just to be complete, throw it completely out there. I think they're there because there is no drama between those two, obviously.
No.
They're on the same page. I think they're there to be fun and to be a palate cleanser. He's basically going to have a hair transplant, y'all. She does suggest a wig, which I enjoy.
That's a joy. That really is, you just summed it up right there.
It's a palate cleanser.
It just, yeah. That's what's happening.
It's trying not to be too heavy.
He gets a hair transplant.
It looks super painful, y'all.
She's, never mind. I'm getting confused because we've already seen like an episode. Yeah. So she, I mean, they're fine. They're boring.
They're fine. She can't watch him getting a hair transplant because no one should. She's just on her Chanel phone
case. She's like, whatever
you
want to do, lose weight, whatever, you're my sexy man.
Then we have Corey and Village Mattress. Okay.
Oh, bother.
Here's the thing, y'all. He's meeting Raul. Corey's really the stupidest person in the world.
He is.
Y'all, what? I need to know this from you to make it so that I'm not a crazy, possessive, jealous person.
Uh-huh.
Do you decide to be friends with someone who said, yeah, if you weren't here, I would date your girlfriend in a minute. I'm telling you, I would fuck her 8 ways till Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, but you know what? Now that you're with her, I'm going to be your best friend.
Yeah. What would I do?
Yeah.
Oh, we would be best friends.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I would know every move that they fucking make.
Yeah, I'm kind of there too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of there too.
Now, here's the deal. Corey's not thinking that.
No, he's so stupid.
He's like, well, man, bro, Jesus said forgive.
Surf Mormon is just going to be like,
Mormon, sure.
It's sure. You know, man, I'm so glad to hear you say that. And
boy, let's hug it out, bro.
And as Raul said, friends before hoes. And I believe the expression is bros before hoes.
Yes.
Which friends before hoes sounds awful.
Sounds awful. Yeah, I would know everything he did.
Yeah, it's... Y'all, Raul is not a good friend.
No.
Let's just make that
clear.
He
was 100% lying. He would totally fuck her.
Yeah.
Still would.
Yeah. And I think she's trying to get Raul still in the picture so he can be their third when they're married.
Yeah, because she's going to get bored. Y'all, Evelyn gets freaky.
Evelyn's going to need a third.
She's going to get freaky.
Evelyn's like, Corey, we've been married for 6 months. I think it's time to open up our marriage.
She's like, I cannot come to completion with you.
I swear to God, y'all, it's a big thing in the gay community to have an open marriage. And there's a gay couple I know that within getting married, like they were married like 2 months. And then I saw them both on Grindr and it was like, yeah, we have an open marriage. I'm like, give yourself a grace period of 6 months.
Some people get to it. For some people, it makes their marriage better. I will say.
But I'm saying,
but no,
give it some time to figure out. That's like adding more salt to the stew before you've tasted it.
I know. No, that's what I was about to say. I said, for some people, it works out. But well, I would want to take some time to be married.
I've been on the other side of
Poodle's
of
broken up marriages, y'all. Just so you know, he's actually broken up marriages. Yes, he has. Because, y'all, he's the wrong person you want to have a third thruple with.
I will say, because if
it's not about him, it's not about anybody.
I'm usually trying to like back out of a thruple, but then usually,
literally.
Beep, beep, beep. I'm usually the one trying to say, you know, you guys should work out your problems, and then I get text messages from like, I have to see you. Yep. Yep. Then one of them falls in love with me, and it's really gross. And the other, like, stands outside my apartment and screams at me. That's why, y'all,
this is all happening.
Get involved in open relationships. They will implode, y'all, and you will be blamed. They will find a way to blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time it's happened to me, y'all, it's been a big mess.
Remember,
which is why I don't do it anymore.
Poodle doesn't make good choices, period. So maybe your thruple's working out fine.
You know what the biggest thing? I think if you're in communication, mm-hmm. I think everything's fine. And with the open relationships, I think the problems are is where they'll say, you know, they know I do this, but they don't know I do this, or they blah, blah, blah.
A lot of straight people, more than you think, have open relationships.
Oh, I believe it.
But it's really about, if you are thinking about having an open relationship out there.
Communicate,
but also your marriage or relationship or whatever should actually already be good. And your mm-hmm. sex life should be good. Like, if it's not and something's lacking, but if you feel like your relationship isn't strong and not in a good place, it's not the right time.
And you guys, if you're thinking about an open relationship and you have kids, think hard about that.
And if you're thinking about an open relationship and you're a straight man and you're married to a woman and you're thinking, I think I want to be in an open relationship and experiment with guys.
Call me.
You can tweet Jake at Jake It or Fake It.
I have a lot to teach you. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of academic degrees.
Just don't send him a dick pic because I don't want to get any letters.
So anyway, y'all, Corey and Evelyn, he does invite her to see his house, which he tells her, yeah, the front door really isn't closed.
She's like, it's cute. It's great.
And, you know, I will say, Corey's finally getting a little game here.
He's saying I'm playing hard to get, which is not his way.
But that's the way to get Evelyn.
Oh, it is.
You know, because he acted that's like the way to get me. I know Evelyn.
You are Evelyn.
When you play hard to get, y'all, I tell you, I am that feral cat you let in your house. When you're not looking, that feral cat will jump up in your lap and will purr on you when you ignore it. But as soon as you say, oh, I love you, I will scratch your face. And then I will jump and I will go piss on your floor.
But if you act like you are not interested,
or
you don't need to be around Jake, it drives him crazy.
Oh, I'll do anything. I'll hold a fucking boombox outside your apartment.
He's done it.
If you ignore me. Anyway, so she's making an omelet, which it turns out not to be. They just make scrambled eggs.
They basically do just make scrambled eggs. Anyway, they eat outside, and they decide she's really proud of him, and she wants him to move back in.
And I would, if I was Corey, I would say, you know what? I kind of like it here.
I would say, you know, yeah, let's just give it one more, some more
like
time.
I kind of like it in this hovel.
Maybe just like another week. We think this was totally staged,
we
y'all,
do. Yeah, this was completely
one
staged.
One thing that Corey and Evelyn get along on, they both want to fuck.
Yeah. They
want to ride that dick.
And he probably is so intent on pleasing her that he's read everything about sex on the internet to how to give good kind of lingo to girls.
He goes down on her all the time. Yeah.
She just holds his head down
she
there.
She holds it because he starts to talk and be like, do you like this, honey? Do you like this? I love you. She's like
no, be quiet.
Just muff eat me and leave me alone. That's what they call it, right?
Just say the alphabet when
muffing
you do that.
Backwards.
A,
backwards.
B, C.
Z, Y, X, W.
Anyway, we don't know anything about muff eating.
We don't.
Actually, although Poodle, I do know a lot about analingus.
Poodle said that's when he realized he was a little gay, when he was muff eating.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. That was the one thing I could never do.
Well, I'm not saying that's a sign for you ladies out there with the man who won't go down on you.
No, there's some guys who just don't like it.
Really?
I guess.
Every straight guy I know loves it.
But you know what? If you're a straight guy and you don't like it, it's not your thing.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
But that was one thing I could never do.
Yeah. Clearly, I didn't do that because I'd be like, where's your vulva?
Now, if your significant other, male significant other, says, you're like, can you go down on me? They go, oh my God, who would ever do that? That may be a question.
That may be a homosexual. You might have a homosexual on your hands.
Shall we move on to Rachel and John?
I love them.
I know you do.
I do. I am rooting for them.
I'm rooting for them more because she seems a little more realistic these days.
And so does fucking John.
I will say John. So you guys, they're having Christmas in England.
Christmas in England.
Which is sweet. And Christmas in England involves paper crowns. And it's all, leave it to the English to invent a stodgier version of Christmas.
That's true.
I mean, honestly.
That's true.
That's true.
But
holy
it was really
shit.
Sweet. He decorated this room all for Lucy because Lucy's starting to have memories.
Yeah.
He cooks Christmas dinner. His mom is there. His shady sister.
I wonder if they had plum pudding. Yeah, Shady Mary Poppins is there.
And then they're all like, so when y'all going to have kids? Boy, mom and sister changed
right
their
in
tune.
It. And I liked it when Shady Mary Poppins, where Rachel's like, yeah, then I lost my job. And Shady Mary Poppins just kind of looked over and said, oh, they sacked you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, they sacked you.
You. That must be terrible. Are you feeding your kids out of just canned goods now? Oh, it's so terrible to hear that. You must feel terrible about yourself. She was wanting to say all of that, y'all.
She was.
How are you going to get married? How are you going to support your children?
But she didn't.
No.
And so this is where John kind of shocked and off, where he was like,
are you going to have kids? Yeah.
He was like, I want us to wait. Right now is not the right time.
Yeah, because none of you either have any income. None of you.
And you don't even live together.
And you have two children already, Ella and... I'm glad you just burped. You went...
Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? You've actually held the phone to your ass and farted on our podcast before. So, yeah, there's that.
Anyway, then they decide, although Rachel does say at the end... John, they're at the park, by the way, and
they
John and John is saying, oh, I can't wait to be here for her first bike ride and blah, blah, blah. The one problem I have with this is it feels a little bit like a checking the boxes. Like, I have this. We have this for this daughter. We have this for this daughter.
Well, he's thinking very kind of much like, not to sound sexist, but in like
he is.
A from Z.
No, he totally is.
Kind of. Structure. So he's checking the boxes, and also he even said he is thinking end game, our family is whole. he's thinking from A to Z. Rachel is thinking kind of more, yes, she wants a family and, whole, but also how do we survive now?
And Rachel, y'all, even suggested, well, I do want a child with you and I. And my thought was, none of you have any money.
None of you have any money.
Ugh.
And John's
so
like...
that just tells you Rachel's still really not in the real
but
world.
But he communicated really... He kind of diffused that and said,
He came much farther in this episode than I've ever seen him do.
He did. He was like, I want to wait. I think... He basically said, I need to do my thing. Rachel needs to do her thing so we can be together. And I was like, whoa.
And then I thought, let's just hope he doesn't beat the shit out of a soccer hooligan.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's changed. When John said, Rachel, I love you. The way he says I love you and looks at her, it does something that completes me inside and gives me a hug and makes my ass go, drip, drip, drop little April shower, stick it in my butt because I want your dick.
Drip, drip, drop little April shower. Do, 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 do.
Do, do, do.
But it's the same. It's the same voice that would say, like,
"Goosh,
you piece of shit. You don't like Manchester. I'm gonna shove my throat down your fucking thirking gullet."
No, it's not the way he looks at her. And he does his eyes. He's like, "I love you." He's like, "Rachel."
But like that like chivalry kind of bothers me. Oh, like it's all.
I'm like.
Yeah, it makes me think he's building something up in his mind. All right.
All right, we are done with what now? This is a long episode.
We're going to take a break and then come back with quarantine.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Manny, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All White right. Claw!
White Claw!
White Claw! White Claw! But, it's off to drunk we go!
Stick it in!
Hello, everybody.
I guarantee there are a lot of babies.
We're back.
That were made thanks to White Claw.
That's true.
Someone probably named a baby Talon. Like Claw.
That's true. It's true. I feel like I know somebody with a child named Talon.
I'm sure we do.
I'm sure
God
we do.
God damn it.
Come out. No, I have a friend who has a son named Blade. B L A Y D E.
That's awful.
He's a gorgeous kid. He's hot. It's hard. He's 17 years old, but yet it's already hard to be like, okay, your son's hot.
I think
that's
you can find
weird.
17-year-olds hot. You can find them attractive. Nothing's wrong with that. You just
yeah,
have
I don't
to make,
do anything
you have
with
to
them.
Make the step between like wanting to fuck them.
No. That actually grosses me out. I don't get pedophiles. I don't get it.
I don't think 17 is a pedophile thing.
Depends on the state.
That's you know, we're getting into a weird area here. No,
we're getting to things we don't know, which means we should continue. Y'all, let's talk about...
This is quarantine.
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 First up, we have Fernanda.
Fernanda. Now, we haven't seen their season. Her and John, who was a baseball player. And speaking of, I saw his dick pic online. So
Was it a nice dick?
Yeah, it's really nice. I don't know what happened to them, you guys. I know she is not well regarded in the 90 Day universe.
There was something in the air.
I was
that
waiting
night.
For that.
The stars were bright. Fernanda.
So she's a model, a social media kind of model, and she's living in New York City with Vanessa, her roommate.
Vanessa.
And I just imagine they have like pillow fight parties every night and just like touch each other's boobs.
Like, okay, this is what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
For all those husbands out there that got drug in, or even boyfriends, that got drug into watching this dumpster fire with your girlfriend or your wife.
This is what you were waiting for.
This is for you. You
Fernanda's boobs are just like flopping all over the place.
They're cooking
gorgeous.
Together.
Vanessa's gorgeous.
You're going to be able to follow her on Instagram. And when you tell your wife, she's just so horrible. I have to see what's happening.
Yeah.
She'll know that you're lying, but she'll let you anyway.
And you'll go to bed tonight with the image of them fingering each other.
Uh-huh.
And that'll
and
be
you're
enough.
Roll
to, like,
over and your wife's going to say, get off me. I've already had four White Claws, but we can fuck in the morning.
And then you'll just go to the bathroom and jerk off and while you're crying.
With some Jergens.
Uh-huh.
That smells like rose hip oil. That reminds you of your grandma. So you're coming and thinking of your grandma. To rose
that
lotion.
Is so real.
We
and also true.
We just described their life. Anyway, y'all.
But you know what? They both all end in tears.
Exactly. We know nothing about Fernanda except for, I know one thing. She's already annoying.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying.
Season's going
to
be rough.
You.
I mean,
well,
John.
We only
be,
have one more quarantine.
No, I mean the season when we go. I'm sorry. When we go back to, y'all, to our Gatreon where we watch Vintage 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
What season
I think it's
were they?
Season
six?
Four, season five.
Somebody tweeted us today and was like, "Season six is the best. You have to watch season six." Girl, it's gonna be a while.
Yeah, we gotta. We're finishing.
Because if we go to 90 Day Fiancé,
the next one is the other way, and we're probably gonna go back. I know you want to do season one. I want to do season two.
There's season one's only four episodes. Why
really?
Not? Just, yes, it's like four or six episodes. So why not?
Why
just
have you
knock
never said
out?
That before?
I've said it every fucking.
I don't
time.
Remember it. Anyway,
I can't be mad at
my
him
food
not
is
remembering
in the oven.
Things. Oh God, this is what happens when Poodle's hungry. Anyway, y'all. So they're both models, same agency.
Yep.
They know each other. This is really when your husband went whoa when we see that Fernanda's vibrator's in the shower.
And they kind of get along most all the time, y'all, except when. They don't.
That's probably
and
not.
And then they like fight, but they always make up with butterfly kisses.
Because
that's what I just made up for the man.
Butterfly kisses. I can't even sing that.
Butterfly kisses and evening prayers. Little white flowers all up in her hair.
The dildo's in the shower, but I don't mind.
Yeah. If you're married and your father did his first dance with you to Butterfly Kisses, you need that moment back because that song is creepy.
Yeah.
It's all about kind of like, I kind of want to fuck my daughter a little bit, but that's okay. So it's okay to process
wow.
that.
You just ruined that for
that's
so
a terrible
many people.
Song. It's a terrible song about, it's the whole daddy-daughter dance thing that creeps me out as well. Dads need to be proud of their daughters. They don't need to be in charge of their purity.
Now, dads don't need to be in charge of their daughter's purity. I agree with that.
You need to be as hands-off as you can about your daughter's virginity.
You know why? Because men shouldn't control women's bodies, no matter who they are.
That's a foregone conclusion. Yeah.
Well, I know, but we just want to say.
I know.
Anyway.
But yeah, like my brother did a daddy-daughter dance with their like church, but she's four. But like if you're doing it.
No, I think that's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. But like those daddy-daughter dances when they're like 12 and 13.
I don't know. First of all, we're in a household with two boys.
But what does that think? What do you think that means?
No, it depends on how it's presented. I think that there's something of. We're in a household of two guys. You had a brother, I had a brother.
Yep.
So I think knowing the relationship, the dynamic of a woman and her father is something I think it's like white people talking
it's
about
very
black
complicated.
People. I think we don't know it until we experience it. I do think having a strong father like that can really set up a great framework for a girl in relationships.
I agree.
Going forward.
I just have
but I
so
agree
much.
With you. A lot of them are this purity
they're
based
purity balls.
Of like, daddy. That is gross. If it's just because what is weird about it, we don't have, if we do, y'all, come at us. But I've never heard of a mother son dance.
No.
So it's
that's a, it's what a, it's a, it's
and
the,
that is a distinction I think you're making because.
Yeah.
our boys don't need
and
to.
I would tell you to examine the cultural constrictions you're already setting up for your daughters.
Because if you want to have a daddy daughter dance, great. But have a mother son
have
dance.
A mother son dance.
Let's do that.
Because
I would have if we had gone to a dance with our mothers, so we didn't have to dance with girls. That would have saved us.
I would say it sets up a patriarchal thing. That means the first the father, then who is in charge. Then it sets apart for the
woman's husband.
Well,
we also live in a culture where the father gives the daughter away at the wedding.
No, I'm completely aware of that.
Y'all, if Poodle was a girl and got married, he would have a freaky deaky whatever he fucking wanted to do, man.
I would, y'all. I'm like iconic. I say break the mold. I'm like Daenerys Targaryen. I don't want to, like, own the wheel. I want to break the wheel.
That was a good
line,
wouldn't you?
I want to fucking break the wheel.
She did, too.
And you know what? She broke that wheel. The
like
last
it or
season,
not.
They made her terrible, and I don't want to talk about it, but they ruined that character. Anyway, so Fernanda, y'all, she's Zoom dating.
She's, you know, she's working out with y'all. It's life's
she
hard.
Flirted
she's,
with the.
She's,
with
yeah, she's working out. You know what? It's not that I don't like her. She's just basic as fuck.
She's basic.
She is boring. Boring.
Well, she's your typical
pretty person who never had to be interesting.
Yeah. And she's going on a date with a guy named Clay.
Okay.
Who is hot as
fuck.
We looked at his Instagram, y'all. Of course these bitches did. This one showed me a picture of him shirtless as soon as he came out. It was like watching like a private detective. She showed me the Instagram as soon as like Clay's name was mentioned. He's gorgeous.
Sweet home, fuck my asshole. With your baseball outfit on.
He's football.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Matter.
It's
Y'all,
all the same.
He is gorgeous.
He is gorgeous. Oof. One pair of arms is like another. It's all the same. It's all the same.
What random music.
Man of La Mancha.
Oh, God.
Dulcinea's song.
That is.
That's one of my things. One pair of arms is like another. Who
that is a beautiful song.
I or I to blame. Anyway.
We should do a musical with you called Girly Man of La Brea. To suck the impossible dick. I think we did sing that once, actually.
That's a Girly Man of La Brea. That's funny. Of La Mancha.
Because I sang something in college from that, but I don't remember.
Probably I Like Him.
Yes.
That's the character role.
Which that song, we wouldn't have to change for Poodle at all.
No, I like him. I really like him.
Because it's just gay.
Yep.
Y'all, if you don't think that relation, never mind. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
So anyway, they go on this date. It's fine. They're eating. They're dancing. Everybody keeps their clothes on, and I'm bored. That's basically the end of that
date.
Yeah,
that's basically it. She's like, I can't wait to touch his muscles. She's Sofia Vergara.
Actually, no, because Sophie.
She's funny.
Sophia Vergara is funny and has way more depth.
Let me turn down my oven. I smell my food.
Oh, my God, y'all. This is what happens when he doesn't prep, and then now it's 9:45 at night, and he's stressed about eating. Well, you told a lot of Mother Poodle stories, which I enjoyed. It just made a longer show, but I enjoyed them.
Don't you dare!
I just said I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them.
Don't come for me. So, y'all,
anyway,
Tiffany and Ronald, oh, God.
Every
time I see them, I get this, like, knot in my stomach. Because I have a feeling that every decision they make is going to affect Daniel and Carly. And I feel like they're awful for each other.
They're horrible for
I
each
just,
other.
Yeah.
I've said this
everything
before.
Everything in me says that.
They are the perfect puzzle pieces of dysfunction that fit together to just keep being toxic.
And
it's not good.
It's not good, y'all.
We forget, too, because I think with her makeup and her hair, she seems older. We forget that Tiffany's only 28 years old. I mean, I couldn't have spotted a pattern when I was 28 years old if I had to go to the doctor to get an antibody for it.
So,
which happened.
Daniel is really in. So Carly the baby looks just like Ronald.
She's a beautiful baby, just like him.
Yeah.
Beautiful eyes.
Anyway, so Carly the baby, who's like kind of like Ronald because he's a destroyer, Carly also breaks Daniel's computer.
yes.
And Daniel's being his charming self, y'all. Of course, Daniel's the MVP of all of Tiffany's segments.
They applied to the visa 4 months ago, and unlike Zied and Rebecca that got approved in 3 months, they're still waiting.
Because he a jailbird, y'all.
I wonder why.
We did play a Family Feud or a Fiancé Feud version of charges that were levied against him.
So I never thought about this, but Tiffany, she is a makeup artist, so she's not able to work
at
all.
She's screwed.
And y'all, they're going to be some of the last people to go back to work. Our hairstylist, our makeup artist, y'all.
Because they have to be so close to
it. If you could support them right now, get gift cards for them or whatever you can do, if you're in a position.
Or you can buy products from them.
Or buy
hair products.
If you can do that for them right now, it is a time.
I'm sure Tiffany's selling her own makeup.
Yeah, don't order your shampoo or your eyeshadow from Amazon or Sephora. Get it from your local
hairstylist
or makeup artist.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
I bought pomade for mine.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Daniel is always sanitizing groceries, and he's obsessive about
it. And y'all, this is pretty typical, and I'm not going to talk shit about Daniel because we don't talk shit about people's kids, but I would not be surprised if Daniel wound up like OCD.
It's not just shit.
Trying to control his own environment.
He just wants some peace.
He wants some stability. Yeah.
Yep. That's what they all want.
And so we did find out that Ronald had according to Tiffany, small relapse.
Well, and... small relapse, but you know, so I look at this, look, you kind of look at working with addiction, like, especially once you work in it and it's not when a relapse is going to happen.
Right.
It's when. And so the fact that he did it and then he told her immediately about it.
Right.
And
that's laudable.
Take that as a better sign than him like lying about it for months and months.
That's true. Which he did before. Yeah.
He told her the next day, at least this is what Ronald. So it's good. So, but here's what the deal is that Tiffany immediately sees that as like, that's now
a trust issue.
Has to start over again. Whereas I think, oh, actually, you're not starting back from zero. You're maybe going a couple steps back, but this is still building trust. I have something too that I wanted to bring up. Y'all, South, he's trying to rush me because he's hungry. Sorry, we still have to give the people what they want.
I'm not trying to rush you. I just want to talk about a therapist.
We're going to talk about that, bitch.
Okay.
I just want to say quick, y'all, South Africa has banned cigarettes and alcohol. Poodle.
What
would you have done?
Well, first of all, I would have like shot up out of my house and like bounded across like a jackrabbit to any other country where alcohol or cigarettes, whatever I needed to do, would not have been banned. Yo!
Poodle would just start doing crack if he couldn't get alcohol.
I would make it in my toilet if I needed to. But here's the problem with that, you guys. If you do that, everyone who's an alcoholic or an addict or a cigarette a smoker is going to lose their minds, and they'll have to go to the hospital for the DTs. It's a bad idea for South Africa.
It is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Yes,
we can talk about that therapist now. That quote unquote, let me use my Britney fingers, therapist.
Wow.
Talk about
a lack of a bedside manner at all.
First of all, she
was like a robot therapist. Tell me why you are here for therapy.
This is not a therapist. This is a PA or a producer.
Yeah, had
that
to
is
be.
Pretending to, because their camera was so much better than everybody else's too.
But she was looking strangely at the camera. I'm going to check.
She was. Oh, he's fixing his food. What? I don't think she was a therapist because her bedside manner was not good. She also, her words were robotic. Y'all, that is not therapy. A lot of the therapy I know, people are very much, they're
listening.
They're engaging. Yeah. They're emotional. They're not robotic. That's not.
You need to show an actual emotion on your face when you're listening to someone.
And maybe they edited. Maybe Alicia or Alicia, whatever her name is, maybe she got a bad edit. But you know, when somebody has eyebrows like that, I can't trust them anyway. Sorry.
Anyway, there was, and the therapist did say, it was like, I think I wrote down,
she's dead inside.
Yeah.
The therapist is, not that she didn't say
and
that.
And basically Tiffany was thinking, I wish I could make him know what I was going to be thinking. I wish I could make him understand how I felt. And the therapist should have said, no, you can't do that because he's his own different person. You have to tell him all these things, and you can't. I know it infuriates you and it makes you angry, but you need to be patient that he's a different person than you.
Yeah. No, I think that it's what was sad. This was actually more than anything. This is the part where I got a pit in my stomach because I thought, what is so sad about this is that they're having the same fight that they've
over
had for 4 years.
Over again.
And a lot of that is because Tiffany, I think, won't let it go. Because she even said, I just don't understand why he doesn't understand my point of view. And part of being with a couple is recognizing that someone you're with might not fully understand your point of view. They can tell you what they're experiencing, but it might not be what you want them to experience.
Well, Ronald's brain
experience
is fundamentally different from hers because it's the brain of an addict.
It's very different.
So he's never going to fully know what she's thinking before she does it, because he's thinking of, how can I either get through this day, or how am I going to get my next fix, or what can I replace my next fix with? Mm-hmm. And she's thinking, how do I, like, support my family? How do I control everything that's going on around
me? You're talking to me while you're playing video games. You're
exactly.
Not, you're not.
And that's just to fucking take his brain off of wanting to fucking gamble.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not defending Ronald here, y'all. Although, I would fuck him. Totally.
But let's just say this, that
once, though. Ronald, only once.
Ronald has his character flaws, but when we're talking about addiction, at least this is what Poodle and I believe, and kind of actually is scientifically proven, this is not a character flaw.
No.
This is a disease.
Yeah.
And again, if Ronald had cancer, we would talk about this differently. Now, I'm not saying people with addiction should get away and get a pass.
No.
That's not about it at all. It's about being responsible. So I think it's, can he not play a video game and talk to her? Yeah. But I feel like it's her telling her, explaining, she's got to explain to him why that's important to her.
Yeah.
And not just expect him to know.
I think, too, he lives in a place of shame for that addiction.
Oh, yeah.
And she has not let him come out of it.
No.
So if
he's in a shame spiral all the time.
If he could say, because of my gambling addiction, I need to do this to get through a day.
Yes.
If he was empowered to say that, like, to be honest, whenever I watch them, this is something, if you had weekly marital counseling from someone who knew what they were doing, who knew about addiction, especially specifically gambling addiction, they could help these two people. Because I think both of them are reasonable people.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They haven't had the right help.
And I think they're both intelligent people.
They are.
I think they just need, again, Tiffany even said, well, one time I don't think he's going to do it. Honey, this is a lifetime for both of you. Because I said this last time we talked about them. She needs to do the work in the program to understand him. And if she's not, because it'll help her understand herself.
They need to find that kind of Venn diagram of speaking somewhere in the middle of each other's languages. Because right now they're not doing any of it.
They need some fucking, like, Harlow Hendrix couples therapy.
Oh, Jesus.
That shit works.
So let's move on to Jesse. Okay. I'm going to say something. Let's say we're going to say something nice about Jesse in this whole segment.
Okay.
His hair looks better.
It does.
His face makeup is better.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You said, well, I don't have anything now. That was it. His hair and his face look amazing.
He does talk to his mom, Dutch Betsy Johnson,
who interrupts and stops him, and she's like, okay, babe, I've got to go.
Bye, love you. I mean, I need to go help other children with their lessons.
Yeah, your father just is trying to do a booty bump off of the neighbor. I've got to go.
We call his father, like, the Philly fanatic. if y'all, if you need to Google Jesse's stepfather, you need to see it because it's something you need to see. If you never saw that, you need to Google Jesse Meester's stepfather.
What is hilarious to me is that she's a teacher.
Yeah, an essential worker.
I know, but I mean, can you imagine what it's like? Some of those parents that walked in the first parent-teacher conference.
It's fucking Amsterdam. It's I guess all, I don't care. It's free, fucking free-for-all. Yeah.
Are they even too freaky-deaky for you there?
You know what? They act like they are, but they're so normal, Amsterdam people. They're, God, how do I say this? The Amsterdam is kind of like San Francisco. If everyone's so out there, and then they judge everyone for not being as out there as they are. It's kind of like that. Sorry, San Francisco people. I just read you horribly.
That's kind of true, though. So you had bad sex in Amsterdam?
Maybe.
That's what this all boils down to.
I didn't have bad sex in San Francisco, though. Oh.
Wow.
So, y'all.
Jesse said he's lonely and sad.
He is grocery shopping for someone who has the coronavirus's kid, which I think probably was done just for the production. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he is living on his friend's couch because he has nowhere to live, and he fucking rented a hotel room while they were there just to
look. That is completely
possible.
Just
to look, because appearances are everything to him.
Yeah.
He's living in, like, some fucking ex-girlfriend's couch who's pissed that he's there, but she'll take the Daily D just because she knows she's
good.
Because she knows she's going to be quarantined. Because, you know, if Jake had not known this was gone this long, he probably would have let X stay with him.
I would have found the best D that I knew.
And just said, stay here.
But then I would have to deal with them the whole time. God. Boy, what a Sophie's choice. Good D, but then you have to deal with someone being in your space the whole time. That's the best thing about my life, you guys. I can choose the D that enters my house on a daily basis.
Do you know what you would do? What if it was, think about the best, who's the best sex you've ever had?
Okay, I'm thinking about him.
Is it recently?
Within the last year.
Okay. What if he wanted to stay in your place during quarantine?
No way.
Wow.
No way. Because there's a time and a place for that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And that time and a place is like 10:30 p.m. And then I don't want to see you the rest of the day.
Has he texted you at all during quarantine?
Yeah, you know, we've talked.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's in Palm Springs now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So the Poodle less
stopped because he was thinking about getting fucked by that guy.
I'm getting sweating. My forehead's sweating.
He went to a place, y'all. Mm-hmm. There. Anyway,
I heard Paula Abdul's blowing kisses in the wind. You've never been given.
I love that song.
So let's talk about Rachel and John, which we just did.
So this is why we chose this, because this is what's going on with them now, because this is quarantine. So they've been together four
Nothing.
Years. And oddly enough, he said, John was saying, this really hasn't affected us anyway because this is how we live our lives.
Yeah, and which is kind of true.
Kind of. Again, yeah. John's got super perspective. It's really cute because he just gives Lucy the phone, and Lucy is so
she
cute
just, runs
just
around.
Walking around being like, daddy, daddy,
yeah, Lucy's got a personality now.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, again, I'm going to say this again. Rachel, I put her on my prayer list because parents that have kids this age right now that want to do everything, they are fucking exhausted. She can't even shit.
Y'all.
Without her
you
kid
need,
wanting something.
And she's at the age now, you need to teach your 2-year-old toddler to use the iPad really soon. We need to take evasive measures.
You know
need
what? If you're
to teach them the iPad, and then they can replay the video and over again, because you need to take a shit in peace.
It is okay if your kids have more screen time than normal, y'all. It's okay.
Yes, it's okay, because we're in a fucking pandemic.
It is okay if they watch 2 movies a day instead of 1. That is fine.
If they're, like, glued to their fucking iPad watching 11 episodes of Paw Patrol in a row, it's fine.
It's fine, y'all.
Give yourself some goddamn grace.
We're giving you permission.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, I don't suggest watching 11 episodes of Paw Patrol in a row bro, if you're an adult, because it's maddening and you'll want to throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
When I babysat my...
You're wrong. Everyone's already said that.
I thought it was kind of cute. Anyway, y'all, I do feel for Rachel. She's gotten laid off. So now they're still waiting for the approval of this visa.
Yeah.
He won't qualify.
But she doesn't have a new job yet, which is kind of freaky. I guess she has unemployment.
So what they could do is they
There is a chopper outside.
There is
and
a
popo.
It's Airwolf. They're asking somebody can sponsor her. So she calls Sherry. Remember who had the really bad eyeliner but got
really
better?
Really strong, like, choice Asian eye.
So she asked Sherry if she would be interested in being a sponsor because y'all.
She says yes.
Rachel doesn't have any family.
Y'all, this
bless
is
Rachel.
So
she's
sad.
She's in it by herself. Because Poodle
she
said.
She can't ask her father. She can't ask her mom.
What did you say? You said something about if it's been this long in a relationship and your family is not supporting you.
4 years.
Yeah, if it's been this long. And look, I know John is in England and yes, but. Criminal record and all that. However, though, on the whole, they both are really showing up for one and seeing.
Yeah.
And so your family is still not on board?
The mom and dad still not on board.
I feel like Rachel's family's crazy and she's like the sane one. And I feel like maybe that explains why she lives in a fantasy world because her life is shit and she has to have a fantasy to just wake up in the morning.
That's totally possible. I
don't know. What are you cooking? It smells delicious.
I'm heating up some quesadillas that I made. But thank you for talking about my food on the air.
That you're because now he's just hungry.
Can I just talk about then when they are doing Lucy's happy birthday? Y'all, this is my biggest problem with Zoom and anything dealing with singing.
I knew he was going to fucking say
everything
this.
Is phasing. When they'll go, here, let's just show us how this works. So one side says, one side is trying to sing happy birthday. I'll sing happy birthday. You'll be on the British side. Mm. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Lucy. Happy birthday,
dear Lucy.
Exactly.
And then it cuts off.
That's exactly how it goes, and it maddens me.
Makes him really angry.
Yeah, that's why if you're singing on either side of your Zoom calls, have a track playing.
Or just
on
enjoy the moment and not worry about it.
Nope, not going to happen. I want to have one other pet peeve here. There, she has cupcakes for Lucy.
Oh, God.
You need to bring cakes back. Not cupcakes. I know everyone's got these like cupcake tears. Here's the thing. Cupcakes are always dry.
Although I wonder now in quarantine measures if cupcakes are more hygienic.
They were together by themselves, so they were quarantining together. But I assume they would be. Yeah. That is true. But they were having...
Cupcakes are dry, though.
They are dry.
Y'all,
bring back birthday cakes.
Hansen's aren't dry. Hansen's are good.
Yeah, but you have to work really hard for a cupcake not to be dry.
Yeah, they do.
So if you decide, like, oh, I'm just going to have like a whole cake full of cupcakes, it's easier to serve. Know that your cake quality is going to immediately go downhill.
You just got
red. Have a regular cake.
I just want to say one more thing. I agree with that. Sherry is a ride or die bitch. I love her.
Boy.
She's like a woohoo party girl.
She is celebrating friendship.
And she is there for it. Sherry would drink with us.
She would.
And we would have fun.
Anyway, I hope the best for them. I really do.
Oh my God, we still have another one.
I know. Y'all, this is a blast from the past for my first.
Whoa.
This is Full Pill Cupid! Full Pill Cupid! Full Pill Cupid! It's Larry and Jenny.
Larry and Jenny.
Oh, it's Larry and Jenny. Full Pill Cupid. Larry found Jenny full of Full Pill Cupid.
Larry lives in an RV.
At an RV park.
And he's lived there.
His name is like Winter Manors or something.
He's lived there for 4 years. Now, I'm not judging for someone for their station in life. But how come that was not shown to us They weren't on 90 Day Fiancé 4 years ago, were they?
No, he's lived there for that long.
I just...
It's something. I also said, though, he looked good. He looked better than he did.
I want to thank you for saying that because... Yeah.
He doesn't look hot. Don't say he looks hot.
Kind of.
No, you're wrong.
I kind of thought he would look cute.
Nope.
And then he was talking.
Nope,
and then
I think,
does he have a big dick? Because he kind of has the face for it.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this now.
Use your gift right.
I'm going to tell you this now.
Be honest. The crone said you could never lie or you would lose the gift. The crone told you.
It is more than average. It is very thin.
But it's
it reaches
a long
all
dick.
The good places.
It does.
Jenny is happy.
I
Let
think
me just
he
say
fucks
that.
You well.
Love, I love when you fuck me deep.
Oh, you like that? And you know he doesn't shut up when they have
Filipino
sex. Oh, I'm so glad I met you on Filipino Cupid. So glad I met you on Filipino Cupid.
Oh, y'all,
you feel
I
so
can't
good
say
right now to
Filipino
me.
Cupid. Filipino Cupid. I can't say it enough.
You
feel so good. You'll feel so good when my penis is inside you.
Filipino beef curtains. They feel so good. They feel like. They feel
Why
like,
do you always take it a different
they feel
way?
Like a, feel like a Big Mac, but like the kind of Big Mac we
oh,
make
I,
in
I,
my job.
I gotta go make the special sauce.
I'll make the special sauce right now. Right now. Oh, yeah. Ooh. And then sitting in the corner.
This has been the highlight of my life, you guys. I saw a pandemic like this once.
Baby Rose.
They had a pandemic. They called it the Spanish flu, but I knew what it really was. Syphilis, a real bad strain.
I got dog gonorrhea in a goddamn alley. 45 years ago. I've had 11 litters since then.
I went to a 24-hour vet, and the vet said he wasn't going to be able to take care of me because it was too expensive. So I blew him. And then he ended up letting all the other vets fuck me just so I could pay for my surgery.
We're talking about human on animal sex.
No, they're dog vets.
Okay. That's what I was concerned about. We've never done bestiality with Baby Rose before. That concerned me. So this is a dog veterinarian. Okay.
Like Paw Patrol.
Okay. I'm actually really scared.
That fucking Paw Patrol's not real life like.
They would never take that long to jump in the cars.
Mm-mm.
I could get fucking fucked six ways till 11 days Tuesday.
I once went to a policeman's dog, a Paw Patrol policeman's dog. I fucked every single detective that night.
These are still dogs,
yeah.
Right? Okay, just checking. Anyway, y'all, we got to move on from Baby Rose.
That dog is cute.
Y'all, so, we say that about Baby Rose because she's got teats hanging out.
She got teats.
For
she's
days.
Had a life. She's had so many. Y'all,
Jenny.
As Poodle said, Jenny grew a personality when she
came
to America.
Jenny grew a personality. She speaks English better, and she says more than just, yes, love.
Which makes me think of, made me feel a little stupid, like an American. We say that some of these people don't have a personality.
They just don't know
they
the language
just don't know
that
the
well.
Language. Yeah. Because, y'all, Jenny has dreams, and her dream is to be a singer.
A Christian karaoke artist.
And so she's out there on lot 2407. In the RV park.
And she's got a couple, a blonde woman and a fat man driving up on a pink go-kart, golf cart.
And I will, yeah.
And they're enjoying it.
I will say, she has a pretty voice.
My Lord Jesus, Lord of all.
Lord.
Song in Tagalog, by the way. Do I ask you where my soul's at, my Lord Jesus? Y'all, they're having a really good time, and she does sound good.
She does sound pretty.
Anyway, y'all, Larry's still working at McDonald's. They don't give that away.
And Larry says, "Oh, baby, I think you're the most beautiful singer in the world.
Singer in the world.
You
I
sound
mean,
so pretty.
You sound so good.
I'm so glad I met you on Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid.
which, you know, a lot of Filipino people can sing really well.
Yeah, they love musical theater more than anybody else. They have fantastic voices.
They do have fantastic voices.
They're taking a baby Rose out for a walk, and she's pooping.
The laundry's gone. People are having to leave the RV park.
But he's
thankfully,
okay.
He can stay there. His son, who thank him for his service, is in the military, has a kid, another one on the way. His younger son is doing something. I didn't pay attention because his older son is hot. And you could see his dick in his wedding dress, and it was
huge. I noticed that, too. Y'all, you can't get it
like
past
it,
us.
You better put a ring on. Fuck, 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 fuck my asshole.
Y'all, you can't get a VPL past us, a visible penis line.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
You cannot. We will see it.
And I will start salivating.
It's like Andrea, one of our moderators, or Andrea, I always say it wrong. One of our moderators said she literally started watching an Amazon show that one upload and just was like, and he's wearing sweatpants. You know how I feel.
Cock.
That's basically all I had of these two.
She got a job as a nail tech.
Yes, and she's trying to paint his nails.
And she, because growing, so she's practicing. And that's what I noticed, that Larry has nice legs.
Gross.
Nice calf. Gross. I don't know. I was feeling weird things with Larry. I don't know what's happening.
He looks better than he used to.
You know,
I just wish we would have seen his cousin, the human thumb.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Question with Larry. Would you fuck him?
Ooh, God, this is Sophie's choice. How long had it been since I'd gotten fucked last?
Now. It's been quarantined.
Ooh. I would need 3 more months to fuck Larry.
Okay. What if... Would you fuck Larry for a month worth of free McDonald's?
This is not fair. This is playing dirty. And the answer is yes.
Same.
Multiple times.
For free McDonald's.
Wow. I just thought about free McDonald's and what I would do for it.
Same.
Wow.
Can you imagine? It wouldn't matter if you didn't eat all the McFlurry because you're going to get a free one tomorrow. So you could eat half of it and get fucked.
That's really sad. Because I'm totally in the same place with you. And the fact that I can have free McDonald's food. And all I'd have to do is have sex for it. You just blew my mind. I can't do this anymore.
Anyway,
I need to go eat my food.
Y'all, that has been the show.
That's the show.
You can go to 90 Day.
Holy hell. Now I'm just thinking about free Big Macs, y'all.
Y'all can go.
Y'all, can you imagine if Big Macs didn't cost money?
Y'all, go to the...
Or like McNuggets didn't cost money. Like, you could get, like, a bucket of McNuggets. You could, like, 60 McNuggets, and they didn't cost anything.
You could get any sauce you wanted, and as many sauces.
Or what if you had, like, a bowl of fries? Like, a popcorn, like, tub of fries.
Just leave us a review, and we'll see you next time.
I am shook.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.